Bella, Gigi Hadid's mogul dad accuses Israel of buying world media, killing journalists. By Deborah Brand on May 16, 2022. Palestinian-American real estate mogul and the father of supermodels Bella and Gigi Hadid. Pictured, Mohammed Hadid, on Sunday claimed Israel murdered Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh as part of its policy of killing journalists. He further added Zionists control the world and the media, including the New York Times. Hadid then called on people to follow a staunch boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, activist who has incited to violence and called for intifadas against Israelis. How long the world can be so silent? Asked Hadid in a since-deleted Instagram post. The Zionists have the world under their control, unfortunately. They even want to kill the sick, journalists and buy the outlets, the New York Times and others. The New York Times is known for being notoriously anti-Zionist and anti-Israel. Hadid's comments were written in reaction to a post by the Palestinian Shahab news agency which featured his daughter, Bella, alongside the caption, "How long will we remain silent, as Israel kills journalists?" He also called on people to follow within our lifetime leader Nurdin Kizwani. Kizwani started WIL after leaving a chapter of New York Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, for being too radical. She has shared pictures of herself on social media with Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PLFP, terrorists such as Razmia Odeh and Layla Khaled. Kizwani has rallied people to an armed uprising, with her group chanting "There is only one solution." Intifada, revolution at a protest outside the Friends of the IDF offices in March. Promotional material for another rally against Israel's actions on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem said, "Zionism has no place in Palestine and it must be eradicated to achieve full liberation," and called for resistance, by any means necessary. A counter-protester carrying an Israeli flag was beaten at the rally, the Jerusalem Post reported. In 2020, Kizwani shared a video of herself threatening to set a man's IDF sweatshirt on fire, the report said. That year she was named by the NGO Stop Antisemitism as their Anti-Semite of the Year. According to the Jerusalem Post, Hadid's comments were deleted shortly after they were reported on by the paper on Sunday. Last month, pro-Israel blog Israeli Cool reported Hadid had sent private messages on Instagram to Israeli influencer Danit Greenberg, stating that the Israeli, sick, and the Jews control the media in the world. Separately this week, Austrian crystal company Swarovski came under by pro-Israel advocates, including the company's Israeli importers, for making Bella Hadid its brand ambassador. The Cristiano Group, which imports the Swarovski's products to Israel, said it will not allow Hadid to take part in the advertisement of the brand in Israel, and we are acting quickly to replace her. The crystal giant responded that it is an apolitical company and does not make political statements. There is no place for hatred or violence in any aspect of society. Our mission is to make dreams come true while maintaining tolerance, inclusion, and kindness.